Take a seat. Oh, it feels pretty surreal to be up here. Never. Whew. Okay. First of all, turn to the person next to you and tell them your favorite fruit or vegetable. Did everyone tell you their favorite fruit? Did anyone say avocado? Am I with any friends? No avocado. Yes, Charlie. Oh, yes. Okay, avocados are like the superior fruit vegetable. They grow on a tree, so they're a fruit in my opinion. But like, if you know me, you know I love everything avocados. Avocados, you can't survive our household without avocados. My mum buys them all the time, and it's like the shopping list. We have a Facebook group chat thing, and we talk about what we need for the shopping. And basically every week it's like, yep, Sarah needs avocados, avocados, avocados. But it was earlier this winter, Hass avocados were going out of season. Now, if you know anything of avocados, Hass avocados are the way, like ride or die avocado. And they were no longer being sold, and they were driving up the prices of these avocados and the happiness. But anyways, that's another story. And then in came these shepherd avocados. Now, there's nothing wrong with shepherds. We have all of these wonderful metaphors and imagery in the Bible about shepherds. David was a shepherd, Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. You get the picture? Shepherds are supposed to be good. Oh boy, I can't tell you how bad these avocados were. Oh, they looked the same on the outside. They were perfect. The shape, the color, the consistency. But you just open them and you're like, oh. Are you even an avocado? Like, can avocados sin? These shepherds, they're not good. Don't recommend them. Don't recommend them. Pay the price. Get the Hass. And I tried again and I was unsuccessful. I was like, okay, I bought them once. Wasn't so good. Let me down. It's okay. I've got faith. I'll do this again. Go to Coles. Go to the fruit and veggie aisle where Ethan stacks all the vegetables quite nicely. And I'm sitting there just like picking the perfect avocado. I go home to make my smashed avo. No good. No good. I concluded at the end of winter that shepherd avocados, yeah, it's sad. It's not worth it. But I was putting all of my expectations on these poor avocados when it wasn't even their season. Like, it wasn't avocado season. And I was expecting them to be good, but, like, it's not avocado season. They're not supposed to grow, so they weren't being good. They only really looked good. So on that note, let's pray. Lord, we invite you here today. We invite Holy Spirit into our hearts to give me the words that you want me to say, and that these wouldn't be my words, but they would your words, and they would open their hearts, and that you can do the deep work that only you want to do. And thank you for spring. In Jesus' name, amen. Speaking of spring, thank God winter is over. Oh, is anyone like a summer person? I thrive for like, get that vitamin D, yes. Honey, yes. Oh, first batch of honey. Oh, that was gold. That was gold. But on that note, the title of my message is, to have a great harvest, you must first honor your season. And you can just chew on this throughout the rest of this, but are you having a great harvest, or are you just robbing from other people's barns? What are you truly producing? You can just chew on that one. So I was reading from Mark 11, 12. It says, the next day, as they were leaving Bethany, Jesus was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went out to find if it had any fruit. When he reached, he found nothing but leaves, because it was not the season for figs. And then he said to the tree, may no one ever eat from you again. And his disciples heard him say it. Now, when I first read this, I understood this as like, oh, yep, this tree was dead. It had no fruit. Jesus was angry. He just cursed this tree. Like, he was traveling. He wanted food. Like, hunger's a real thing. Like, anyone been there? You're hungry. Like, don't talk to them until they have eaten food. Or, like, don't talk to me until I've drunk my coffee in the morning. but I read it like, oh, yep, Jesus has just proven his point. He just wants to curse this tree because he wanted a fig. figs are good. Like, figs are quality fruit. Let me just say that. But you know when God gives you like a fresh revelation when you read it from a new perspective? Well, here's some background, because I never want you to read something without understanding why. It really gives some perspective to the verse. So first of all, about the book of Mark. It was one of the very first accounts of Jesus' life. And our earliest historical link to this book is a Christian scribe named Mark, or John Mark, who actually wrote this book, and he was collecting Peter's eyewitness testimonies and memories and then shaped them into the account and the book of Mark that we have today. He was a co-worker of Peter and a partner of Paul. And Mark 11, it was Jesus' final week before his death as he arrives in Jerusalem for the Passover. So like, Jesus cursed this tree a week before like he was crucified. That's crazy. Like, in your last week of ministry, you're just going out cursing trees. So, let's read this again. Mark 11, 12. The next day, they were leaving Bethany on their way to Jerusalem. We now know this because of the Passover. Jesus was hungry, like me and my avocados. I'm hungry, I need food. Seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf. Note that this fig tree had leaves. He went out to find if it had any fruit. Seeing the leaves, it should have had fruit. Then he reached and found nothing but leaves, because it was not the season for figs. And then he said to the tree, may no one ever eat from you again. And his disciples heard him say it, finally cursing the tree. And I thought to myself, why is Jesus cursing this tree? Like, it did nothing wrong. It is just like, not like it just couldn't produce any figs this year, so it was like struggling a little. But no, when fig trees aren't in season, they don't actually have leaves. They become completely dormant to the fact where they look dead. So if you have a fig tree, it will look dead in the winter. It's not supposed to have leaves. It's not supposed to have fruit. It's so these fig trees can focus on having its roots grow deep into the ground and deep into the soil during the winter. And this tree that Jesus cursed wasn't honoring its season. All of his energy was spent on producing leaves for presentation and not fruit. It's kind of like vines. When vines are planted on a slope, like, you know, like wine vines, like, yes, because we all drink wine, not really. But they're planted on a slope for the main reason of the farmers, well, the winery, I don't know what you call them. They put them on a slope, so when the water comes and they're watered, the water actually goes down the slope. So the vines are forced to put their roots deep into the ground, and they're not actually just soaking up like the outside water that's there. Like, you know when you water something and it just sort of soaks into the ground? No, these vines are on a hill because it's like they want the vines to dig their roots really, really deep. Which is so cool. That's why wine must be good. I can't testify, but yeah. But how can this apply to us? Are we at risk, like the tree, of missing our season? We can present, but are you missing the opportunity to do the deep work that God wants to do in your life? Are you really going deep? Don't look good before your time. Commit to your season. The outward appearance does not matter with God. So my point is, do you want to look good or be good? Be fruitful. Have a harvest when it is your time. I want to give an example of this with David. He was a shepherd. He didn't eat avocados, so I can't pull that one there. But firstly, some context. Before David was a king, he was a shepherd. And the book of Samuel starts off with Saul as king. Now, Samuel is a prophet who was sent to find a king for Israel because that's what the people wanted. And they found Saul. However, Saul only really looked good. We see this in 1 Samuel 9, verse 1 to 3. A man of wealth had a son whose name was Saul, a handsome young man. There was no man among the people of Israel more handsome than he. He stood head and shoulders above everyone else. So this Saul guy, he looked the part of king. But when it came to like Saul's life, he didn't really honor God and he didn't honor the season of kingship that he was put into. So he was looking good, but he wasn't being the right king that the people of Israel needed. So Samuel was sent, the prophet, to find the next king. This is where we're introduced to David. In 1 Samuel 16:10, it says, "They're in Jesse's house going through the sons. The Lord has not chosen these. So he asked Jesse, 'Are all of these your sons?' 'There is still the youngest,' Jesse answered. 'He is tending the sheep,' Samuel said. 'Send for him. We will not sit down until he arrives.' So he sent for him and he had been brought in. Then the Lord said, 'Rise and anoint him. This is the one.' So Samuel took the horn and oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And from that day, the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David." Can we just note that when David is first written down, he's unnamed, it said he is tending the sheep? Like, imagine this. Like, David was like classified as like the first Messiah. But when he was first mentioned in the Bible, he didn't even have a name. He was unnamed. It comes back to the idea of wanting to look good. Like, do you have to have your name written down to be good, to look good? Like, you don't need your name to change the world. It wasn't until 2 Samuel 2 verses 5 to 3 to 4 where it says, "When all of the elders had come to the king at Hebron, the king made a covenant with them at Hebron before the Lord and then anointed David over Israel. And then appointed David over Israel. David was 30 years old when he became king and he reigned for 40 years." When David was fully appointed, it wasn't until 2 Samuel. David had reached his season of being king. However, it's like 20 verses between when David was anointed to be king before he was actually appointed to be king. And if David didn't honor his season of anointing before he was appointed, how would we have the Psalms? How would he be able to shepherd? He shepherded the sheep before he shepherded the nation of Israel. And God wouldn't have been able to do the deep work that he wanted to do in David before he became king. I think often we miss this. This 20-year time gap between his anointing and his appointing before he could start having a harvest for Israel. David could have been at risk like the fig tree and just gone, "Oh, yep, I've been anointed and I'm just going to sit here and do nothing until I become king." But instead, he took it on his hands to go out to battle, to learn, to equip himself, because that was the season that David was in. And are we at risk like the fig tree? Do we want God to work with us right now? Like we always say, "Oh yes, in God's perfect timing." And then we sit there and we're like, "God, why aren't you doing anything? Come on." But are you really actually honoring where God has placed you? God has discovered you. He wants to develop you. And now he wants you to put his roots in him. Personally, I know I've been through many seasons of my life where I've tried to go against my season. But I've also been through seasons where I've honored my season and I've known where I'm at. But I know in my own personal testimony, which is in the Wonder magazine, if you want to go read it, I suggest tissues for your own safety. But I went through a season where I needed to find courage. And I wouldn't have been able to do that if I didn't know how to put my roots into God. If I didn't know that, I wouldn't have been able to find courage in just the things of this world, that I actually needed to find my courage in him. I needed to put my roots into the ground, needed to not care about having nice, pretty leaves and looking the part and looking like I have it all together. Because sometimes it's okay to not have it all together. Like, we live in the world and, man, like, we go through some stuff. So it's like, never be ashamed that you have to look perfect all the time. Jesus never looked perfect. So, are you looking for everything to happen in an instant? Or are you just putting on these fake leaves to sort of look the part? Don't miss the opportunity to build deep roots. Don't resist the process. Embrace the process. The idea of looking good is actually marketing language. Instead, we want to have kingdom language. We want to have language like the new, the fruitful, the honoring, because that's what we're about. We're about the kingdom here on earth. Like, God sent his son Jesus to die for us, and we're here with Holy Spirit, with Jesus, with God, here advancing the kingdom in today's world, now. And so, as the band comes, I just want you to think about this. Are you honoring your season? Are you honoring where God has put you? Where has God actually placed you? Like, has he placed you in a school where he wants you to be talking to people, where he wants you to be discipling young people, where he wants you to be a light to people? Or is he put you maybe in a difficult job or a difficult area or something, and he actually wants to put you there because he knows your season and he knows why you're there, and he's going to hold on to you in that season, and he's going to hold on to you, and he's going to help you grow those roots? Are you trying to be fruitful? And where are you actually putting your roots? Because we can put our roots down, but we can also put our roots down in the things of this world, in earthly materials, in money, in possessions. You know, you go to heaven, the only thing that goes to heaven is people. So why are we so caught up in going, oh, yep, okay, I've got the newest iPhone, I've got the newest this, I've got my life together, look at all of these wonderful possessions. But you know what? You're not actually going to like get to keep those in heaven, but we're actually going to keep people in heaven. So spend your effort and spend your roots in investing in people, because that's who we're going to see up in heaven. That's who we're going to be celebrating with. They say the deeper the root, the better the fruit. Where your roots are placed, are they planted in him? Are you trying to keep up with everyone else's seasons? We can get attached to social media and sort of be like, oh, yep. Oh, yeah, I just took a photo with my latte in the morning and my Bible open, but I didn't actually read it, and I just took a photo because I needed to keep up with those like social media people in that the new trend of like the VSCO girl. I actually don't know what that is, someone. Yeah. But like you could spend all of your effort in becoming the VSCO girl or becoming the latte Instagrammer or something. But are you actually honoring where God has put you? Maybe your devotions don't have to look the same for 20 years, because that'd be boring. That would be absolutely boring. It doesn't matter that you're doing something different this season, because it's the new season. You had a different season before, and that's why you were doing something different. Don't try and be your old self, because those roots were different. God's actually going to dig those roots deeper, and so he's going to open you up to new things. Maybe you're sitting here and you're like, I don't know my season. But it's okay. If you trust God, like David did, you will reap a harvest and you'll be fruitful in God's timing. Remember that, God's timing. You can get caught up with going, oh yes, God's told me that he's promised me this, and I'm just sitting here waiting for it to happen. But what are you actually doing about what God's placed in your heart? He knows your gifts. He knows your talent. Run with it. And so I want you to enjoy the season of going deep into the Word and deep into his roots. We can get so caught up in just sort of coming to church every Friday or Sunday and just sitting there and soaking up the Word and being like, yep, I'm ready for the week. But like, I think Christianity is so much more than that. It's having that real relationship with God. God just doesn't want to be known. He wants to be in relationship with you. And are you spending that time investing into having a relationship with him outside of these four walls? Because that's how we're going to make disciples, and that's how we're going to reach people, because that's who we're taking to heaven. The Bible isn't a story or a book. The Bible, this book, like Pastor Rick was saying, people have died for it. It is like the most popular, like it's the best-selling book, but it's never on the bestsellers because it's just permanently there. This book, in Hebrews 14:12, it says, this book is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword, dividing soul and spirit. Are you actually picking up and reading your Bible? Yes, it can be on your phone, no hate. But are you actually spending time digging your roots into the Word of God that He has placed for us? So I just want us to stand and be still in His presence. And as the band plays, pray and ask God if you're honoring your season. Where has God put you? What has He put on your heart? What intentions has He got for you? And what does He want to do with you? Are you producing a harvest? Or maybe you don't even know your season. You can ask Him and trust God because He knows your season. So I just want to open up the front, but I really feel like tonight there's people here that don't actually know their season, doesn't know what God has on their heart. And if that's you, I invite you up the front. Or maybe you are spending all of your time and effort on producing leaves like the fig tree, and you're not actually honoring the season and putting your roots in Him. And you're just trying to look like you have it all together, but sometimes you need to actually embrace the process and embrace what every season looks like. And so as we play, I just want us to pray and just really be still in His presence, because God is here and He wants to minister to every single one of you, regardless about if you know your season or not, or if you're honoring your season or not, yeah?